You're listening to a download from theoutdoorstation.co.uk. Number 535.
Hello and welcome back to The Outdoors Station and the first podcast of 2021. I'm your host, Bob Cartwright, and The Outdoors Station is now in its 16th year, making it the longest-running outdoors-based podcast in the world. Since the beginning of 2020, and COVID of course, The Outdoor Station has also pioneered live streaming outdoors-based interviews on a semi-regular basis going out on YouTube. Now, at the end of December, we were finally plugged into the Matrix, better known as the Fiber Connection. And we've done our first live stream of the year, last night in fact, which went out on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube and the Outdoor Station website all simultaneously. Like many, I'm sure, my enthusiasm for being creative has had many peaks and troughs over the last 12 months. Everything from, I just want to jack it in, to let's really go for it. So that's what I've decided to do. The range of guests I've got lined up for the next few weeks on the regular Wednesday night live streaming show, 7 p.m. UK time, I hope will broaden the content of these podcasts too. I won't spoil the surprise. Suffice to say, I hope you enjoy what you're about to hear and you're interested to hear more from the guests I have lined up. I know watching interviews live isn't everybody's cup of tea, but if you can, do drop by one evening and say hi. The audience is growing, and although we sometimes have almost 100 people watching, it appears many people are quite shy and still nervous to enter questions or comments in the chat room. I know my guests appreciate good questions and dialogue, which you can, of course, do while watching the show live. Some time ago, you may remember I interviewed Abby Barnes. Well, the boot is going to be on the other foot next week as Abby is interviewing me about the highs and lows of podcasting, amongst other things, which may be released in some format soon. So keep an eye out on her social media. Okay, let's get back to the show, streamed last night. Remember, these are on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. UK time, and I'm pretty sure there's something here for everyone. So I hope to see you saying hi sometime soon in the chat room over the next few weeks. Hello, 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 and welcome once again to the Outdoor Station and another live stream. We've had a bit of a break over Christmas and the New Year, had a bit of a rest and had a bit of a think, really, about what we're going to do next and who to interview. In fact, so much so that Sarah Jackson, who asked me the question of who we've got lined up for 2021, really got my thinking cap on, and I went to town making quite a few calls and emails, and well, tonight is all about letting you guys know who is coming in the near future, over the next 2 months, in fact, if this lockdown continues in its way, trying to give you a bit of variety on the old streaming front and what else is available on a Wednesday night. But we've got a few people that have joined us already, and I'd like to thank you very much for doing that. Let's just have a quick... Whoops, what have I done? Let's have a quick look. We have Mark. Now, actually, this is quite interesting, Mark. You're having a dinner. Good. Well, that helps pass the time. Hope it doesn't give you indigestion. We've got a couple of forthcoming interviews which it will be of particular interest to you, that I'm sure, and your group of people in the outdoors. So we'll obviously come on to that and tell you more about that in a second. We have another faithful, Smoggy. Thanks very much, Smoggy. Now, I gather the weather is just as miserable near you down at Brecon as it is up here in the Malverns. And somebody else I've just seen join us, Raze. Is that Raze? Raze Raider. Hello. Do I recognise that name? Did you pop by on one of the previous ones? I think. Are you in Scotland? Am I correct on that score? I'm not too sure. Anyway, so how's everybody's Christmas? How's the New Year been for everybody? What's the general gist and feeling out there? Are we all feeling fairly bright and sort of hoping to get through this year and get our injections and get back to normal? Will normality ever return? Of course, as always, we have Rose in the chat room, the chat room mistress. And as I say every year, I always like to have a mistress available if I can.
It always makes me sound like I should have a whip and some long boots or something.
Well, actually, in the loft.
No, don't go there.
So, Rose, good Christmas, good New Year, do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, it, like everyone else's, it's very quiet, very different. But yeah, it was nice. Made the most of it, like everyone else in the circumstances. That's what you do. We're British, upper lift and all that.
Well, I think we had a bit of a Zoom Christmas
with the family, didn't we?
And yeah, actually, that broke it up. We had the family jokes for about half an hour or so, and then everybody went their separate ways, and there was no fighting. So that was good. So how was everybody else's Christmas? Was it the same for you guys as well? Right, I'm just being told that I am just going to adjust the audio for a second. So you carry on talking for a second, Rose.
Oh, right. One of the nice things Bob did was read a story for the grandsons the night before Christmas, which was really nice, and sent that as a special YouTube live stream for them so they could play it on Christmas Eve. So I think they quite enjoyed that. And he quite likes it too, don't you? He quite like doing the old stories. Well, puts on all the voices. And
it takes me back to when our daughters, who are now parents, I can't say the grand word, but the daughters who are now parents, when they used to sit on my knee and tell them stories. And this is obviously not when they were parents, when they were kids. Anyway, so what have we got here? Raider. No, not in Scotland at the moment. Yes, he's ready for his vaccine as soon as possible. Very quiet Christmas. Well, yeah, I think we're all in the same boat. Anyway, so as I sort of said in the preview, really, this is a forewarning of a few things that we're doing, which I say are rich and varied, which I'm hoping will be of interest to a lot of people. So if you're watching live at the moment, please join in with the chat wherever you're watching. We're sort of bringing in the chat at the moment. It appears to be coming in from just YouTube. It should be coming in from YouTube and Facebook as well, but I can't see any in
Facebook's from Facebook. Actually not running at the moment. It doesn't seem to be, for some reason.
Something's wrong with the Facebook one. I'll adjust that in a second. So yeah, if you've got any thoughts or suggestions, because it'd be quite good for folk, if they're inspired by some of the things we're about to discuss, to add some questions, and we'll add them to our list when the time comes to speak to these people. But first, we have some breaking news. Yes, the Outdoor Expo that was going to be in March of this year at the NEC has now officially been cancelled. The message came out as it was this morning, and they, like everybody else, have had to reassess their plans for this year. So they have delayed the event now, and it will be going live next year, March the 19th and 20th. They didn't say that the tickets that had already been given away, because if you'd booked a ticket before Christmas with us and a variety of their other partners, you would have got a free ticket worth £10. I should imagine they'll carry those tickets over until the following year, but I guess they will do another promotion similar to this one, obviously next year, closer to the time, probably pre-Christmas again. So keep your eyes open for that, and hopefully, as I say, by that time we'll all be injected. hopefully. Mark's got his tickets, so there you go, Mark. Then hopefully those tickets will still be sound for next year. Right, okay, well, let us start with the forthcoming list. Well, next week is the first one. Next week being Sarah Begum. Now, who is Sarah Begum? Well, she's quite an interesting character, a TV presenter, an adventuress, and done a whole variety of things around the globe, and as we can see in a few of these pictures, has done some travels. But I've got a video from her to give you a bit more of an idea of some of her her background. And I'll come on to the reason that we're interviewing her in just a moment. Let me see. Here we go.
I'm Sarah Bagan, an explorer and TV presenter. This is my life.
I'm really excited.
So how?
What just happened? What are you suffering from?
I've lived with indigenous tribes around the world and immersed in their cultures. I've hunted with Amazon warriors.
You have to
talk
all the way.
In your community, I'm choosing a name for you. Your name is Imaka.
Explored ancient ruins of the Shai people.
At that time, who were the enemies of the Shai
people? Oh, there are a lot of enemies around.
Now behind me, you'll see remnants of their civilization from the 1890s. So this is Manuel Yor. This is the peak of Manuel Yor. And here we can see the hideout that the Shai warriors used.
Been adopted by the Berbers in the Atlas Mountains.
What are you going to do for Eid tomorrow? How are you preparing? Love this woman!
Captured messages from the Native Americans.
We call that the TV tribe. There's a lot of misconceptions.
I appreciate people like you who come up and just ask an open-ended question and allow me to explain how it really is.
To make a living out here is kind of hard. Hardly any jobs.
I've embarked on adventures into the wild to discover the unknown.
They believe treasure or gold can be found here.
I'm about to join these lovely fishermen in their cages.
I've survived some of the world's most dangerous places. Each time, I battled through to tell stories that matter.
Christiana hasn't seen her mother for over 6 months.
If she comes here, she cried, so I don't want her to come here to see me like this.
Beside me marks the beginning of the In Memoriam Portraits of the Middle Passage in situ exhibition.
I think it's very important for us to be rooted in some sense of history.
Really hard to comprehend that something like that happened to humans at that time.
This is the alarm. There are thieves. Last week they took hostages.
So we're not safe here. Bueno, además en cada lado, la inseguridad está acabando con nuestra juventud.
Oh shit! What's happened?
When a thug dies, he becomes a saint.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what are you about to do now?
Now we'll report it.
Report it to the police. Can we come with you? Okay, let's go.
I am always on a mission, hunting for stories where I can make a difference.
Home to the endangered species. That's fascinating. Let's go find out.
How does that affect the residents?
I was told that the market was on fire.
Sorry that you had to go through all this.
These climates has helped me.
This is why I'm staying with my children.
For all of his achievements throughout the years. But why this day?
This day is producing
a lot of chocolate. That was amazing!
And as you can see, Sarah is quite an experienced adventuress. Now, the reason that I have spoken to her and she's first on my list is I actually started speaking to Sarah probably just over a year ago, just as we came into 2020, when obviously it was pre-COVID. And regarding her club that she has set up for women. Now, I noticed that Mark has asked, would you say this is aimed for the female outdoor person? Absolutely, Mark. This is exactly what the story is. So Sarah has started the Adventurous Club, Inspire Through Adventure, as you can see here. The website is going to be on the pictures, which is, I think, just straightforward, the Adventurous Club. It's the adventurous.club. unusual website address. That's what I'm looking for. But anyway, there's a range of female adventuresses on there, and it isn't aimed at the elite. It's aimed at encouraging women to get out and explore. Her tagline is like, "The club is here to inspire and empower women to live in the spirit of adventure, from intrepid adventures, cultural immersions, wildlife and environmental expeditions, physical challenges, to stepping out of their comfort zones in exhilarating experiences and even extreme sports." So there's a few stories there from different women that have done adventures, obviously. And then we also have Sarah herself will be talking in more detail about some of her experiences, of which quite wide and varied, to say the least, but also what she is trying to do and supporting and promoting women to gain the confidence to do adventures, small or big, as she says, to step out of their comfort zone and try something different. Now, obviously, it's difficult this under the current circumstances, so the club's had a bit of a hiatus, naturally, during this last 12 months, and hopefully we will speak to her and hear more about what her plans are for 2021-22, and then hopefully get back on the wheel, as it were, of encouraging women. So if you've got any female friends who have got that adventurous streak, would like to know more, and certainly Sarah is a very eloquent speaker and a very enthusiastic speaker, and there's all sorts of practical questions, I'm sure, that we can slip in and ask her about adventuring generally and also about the club in detail. So that's next week, and you'll be seeing the promos go out for that very soon. Now, the following week, we have Ben Seal from British Canoeing. Now, this is one I thought would be of particular interest to Mark, and I only just got the details and agreement from him that we're going to be doing it. Now, Ben is the Places to Paddle manager at the British Canoeing. Now, I'd forgotten this, but he reminded me today that actually less than 4% of rivers in England have uncontested rights to paddle. In other words, that's 96% of the waterways in the UK don't have freedom of access for paddlers. So obviously that is a big initiative. So some of the topics that we're going to be discovering in more detail are how has COVID affected paddle sports generally, the right to paddle and swim — this involves wild swimmers as well — in England, Wales and Scotland, and the present situation, what the Clear Waters campaign is seeking to achieve, obviously pushing at the moment from a political level, and what does the future hold, as well as obviously various environmental questions and topics that will come up during the conversation. So, Mark, I know you're heavily into the canoeing social circles. Once I get the promo details for that sorted out, it'd be great if you could share that amongst your canoe friends, and if they're not aware of it, they can perhaps join in and ask some direct questions, to see what answers and what the progress is on that particular thing. So, Rose, do we have any more chats coming through?
Yeah, there was quite a good one from Mark asking if Sarah's talk would be suitable for children. He's got one currently watching with him, and obviously next week looks quite interesting, but whether it's suitable for children.
I'm not too sure if there's an age limit on the club. Looking at the people on the website, it does look obviously that they're fairly mature, but they cover most ranges. I should imagine there would be an aspect to it. I mean, the conversation will hopefully be family friendly, so I can't imagine there'll be anything said or done which is for under 18s to offend them, as it were. But as regards the club itself, then perhaps if you have a look at the terms and conditions or some of the detail on the website itself, it may tell you more detail to answer that particular question. Or, of course, you can email Sarah directly through the club, of course. So we've spoken about Ben. The following week, we are speaking to, where are we? Francesca Churauskis. From Seizure Adventure, with her partner in crime on the podcast, Frankie York. Now, this is quite a fascinating podcast series. I do hope you've caught it. I've listened to a few of these, and it does open your eyes to some of the challenges that certain people have that we might take for granted. Because the podcast is all about supporting those that have epilepsy and seizures in getting more outdoors and their outdoor life. Francesca walked the Camino Santiago in 2017, and she said she became uncomfortable with descriptions of being brave and inspirational when people learned about her epilepsy diagnosis. So she created Seize Your Agenda at Seize Your Adventure. I quite like that name, actually. Seize Your. Very good. Good play on words. Seize Your Adventure podcast to normalise the idea of epilepsy and adventure. And it's proving to be very, very popular with people that have similar conditions. And Frankie, this is going to be quite an interesting one when we do it, because we are going to be split between the me in the UK, Francesca somewhere down in London way, I think, and Frankie over in Spain, so it'll be a three-way. She is a surfer, and for the last 6 years she's suffered frequent and debilitating seizures that stopped her surfing entirely. But thanks to the incredible people around her and VNS therapy, she has been seizure-free since October 2019. So, once again, if you know of anybody that may feel that their disabilities or inabilities may prevent them from having a positive outdoor life experience or positive outdoor adventures, perhaps this might be a bit inspirational to talk with Francesca and Frankie. So, looking forward to that one. Now, what have we got the following week? We have the man himself. The legend that is Chris Townsend is joining us the following week. Oh, by the way, as I'm going through all these names and things, folks, if you have got any ideas for questions or suggestions of future people of a similar nature, please drop it into the chat or send me an email. That'd be fine. But drop it into the chat as well. Or if you have any questions you suddenly think of that you'd like to ask them that you may miss, please put those in the chat as well, and I'll put them to one side for when the time comes. But anyway, back to Chris. Yes, Chris is the man of the mountains. Now, I'm sure everybody must know the name Chris Townsend, but obviously that's an assumption from my point of view, being the age that I am, I guess, and the age that Chris is as well. He is, for the people who don't know, the author of 25 books. He has, since 91, been the equipment editor at the TGO, the Great Outdoors magazine, and he writes for numerous other magazines and gives illustrated talks. He's won the Outdoor Writers Guild Award for Excellence for the Outdoor Book of the Year, The Backpacker's Handbook, in 93. And I could go on. But currently he's the trustee in the John Muir Trust, and I think he's coming to the end of that term, actually. And he previously served as president of the Mountaineering Council of Scotland. So he's currently kicking around an idea to write a book on the Cairngorms. He in particular, he's got concerns at the moment about some of the grouse shooting and the raptor persecution which is going on in Scotland, and the other topics we might touch on are forest regeneration, deer numbers, and one that's local to him, actually, and he's concerned about what's going to happen with the Cairngorm funicular and ski resort and rewilding in general. So those are currently the topics that we've been kicking around on email. Of course, he is the man that knows absolutely everything about all different types of gear. So anybody that might be a gearhead as well as a Chris Townsend fan, I'm sure would like to join that evening and get your questions ready. Okay, so now the I'll come over to you, Rose. Anything coming in the chat room?
Yeah. Well, Andy actually as a different. Different way. The question has just sort of said that he's planning or hoping to do the West Highland Way in April, COVID permitted, and is not sure whether to do it in 6 or 7 days. And I was just going to type to say that there's a few things to look at. That was actually my first long distance solo hike, the first one I did without Bob or anybody else. Which was brilliant. And there's a podcast, isn't it, on the Outdoor Station?
Didn't there's a podcast on the Outdoor Station. Yeah, just
Put
it in the search box.
And I'm sure a few other folks would tip in with suggestions on time. It depends what how you're going to do it too, whether it's wild camping or B&B or campsites or whatever, because obviously that makes a difference to how you split the days up. And, of course, it depends on weather.
Okay, so Chris, now the next following week, I've only just had the conversation with these guys, and once again it's going to be a three-way international interview, but it's a company based in Peru, and the brother and sister run the company, Meli and Renzo Hinostraza. Sorry, I do hope I got the name right. Meli and Renzo Hinostraza, who are brother and sister, born of Peruvian parents in LA, as it happens. Let's have a look at their website. Let's just give you a bit more information. They did a lot of research and discovered that alpaca wool performed as well, if not better, than merino wool. So they've designed a whole range of clothing for the outdoors that is for men and women, obviously, the usual base layers and mid layers, etc. But they didn't just want to make outdoor apparel, they also wanted to lead the way in a sustainable manufacturing practice. So we learned that the manufacture of most clothing involves shipping materials to different countries for each part of the production process, but we realized that by keeping the production in one place, in Peru, let's have a look at the men's thing there, we could greatly reduce our company's carbon footprint. Further, alpaca wool is natural, renewable and sustainably produced, and we are incorporating additional sustainable practices such as using other natural materials like natural dyes and cottons in the labels and stitching, and reducing packaging. In fact, our naturally coloured shirts, beanies and neck gaiters are now 100% biodegradable, leaving no trace whatsoever when composted. So I'm hoping to put more meat on this particular information at the moment. As I say, it was only literally an hour or so before I went on air that we decided that we could possibly do this and give it a try. So I'm hoping that by having a three-way conversation, I'll be speaking to one of them in Holland, which I believe is Meli's base, and then perhaps the other person will giving us a tour around the factory and showing us their practice and how they are sustainable and produce the goods. So if anybody's interested in those, the website is, I've lost it now, if you drop that in the chat, Rose, it's arms of Andes, ANDES.EU. There's no www, so you can find out more. Not the cheap end of the marketplace. Certainly this is the other end of the marketplace, but certainly the products look fabulous, and I may even be lucky enough to get them to send something over so we can actually feel the quality ourselves here while we chat to them. So there you go. What do you think of that so far, folks? We've got Chris Townsend, Seize Your Adventure, the Canoe Association, British Canoe, and Sarah Begum. So that's the start of it. And then finally, towards the end of February now, I have lined up the conversation with Mr. Denton, Mr. Andrew Denton, who is the CEO of the Outdoor Industries Association in the UK. Now, although it sounds like it is a trade-associated body, it actually does an enormous amount of work behind the scenes at a political level regarding access and the various awareness, raising the awareness for a whole variety of aspects relating to getting access to the outdoors. This involves cycling, walking, camping, hiking, paddling, you name it. And they work at a governmental level, which I think would be quite interesting. It'd be quite interesting to find out actually what lobbying really involves. Now, the discussion points that we're kicking around at the moment is obviously what exactly the OIA is, and why would it be of interest to the consumer as much as the trade. There is a whole variety of answers on that score, but also some of the successes they've had being part of formulating the National Outdoor Strategy, sporting futures, various fixtures, and their influence in government's defining of sports engagement with DEFRA, DCMS, Sports England, Public Health, etc., etc. So there is a vast amount of, I know it's political, and that isn't necessarily appealing to everybody, but I think it would be, I would find it quite interesting, and I think my audience generally would find it quite interesting to know more about what's going on behind the scenes in at the governmental level, supporting our passion to get outdoors and our access. Of course, there's a lot of it to do with access as well. Anyway, do we have any questions coming through, Rose, that may be answering at all, need answering?
There's a few.
Have you put them in the list?
No, sorry. I did before, but I haven't done. Racy Raiders interested to know how Andrew got his job. That would be a good one. Mark Jan was just sort of saying, as DV youth and helpers would like to know what they're doing for the youth, really.
Well,
particularly
come along on that particular night and ask the question. I'm sure Andrew will have the answers for you. He's incredibly well connected and speaks with in great detail about a lot of things which are going on, a lot of which, as I say, is not normally known. So I think if you've got questions like that, that's the person to ask at that appropriate time. And Rasse Raider, yes, and how do you get a job like that? Well, that's a good question. You can always ask him that one as well. Smoggy was saying, good to hear Chris's views on lynx rewilding. Again, there's a lot of information on Chris Townsend's website. In fact, let's have a quick look at his website. Let's move across to that. If you want to know, excuse me, if you want to know more, Chris Townsend Outdoors is the website, .com, I think he is, or is he .? Yeah, ChrisTownsendOutdoors.com. And in there, you'll have his blogs, which are make for great reading. But he's also not frightened of being a little bit political about some of the things which are going wrong and going right, particularly in Scotland and wilding in general. So I think people will find that of interest. Plus, of course, there are huge amounts of information and books regarding some of the walks that he's done. And I say some of the walks he's done. And I noticed there, 1978, he did Land's End to John O'Groats. That was the start of it, I think. But he's also a fascinating character, Chris, and a lovely chap, and I'm sure that will be of great interest. So once again, just to flip through these websites, we have the Adventurous Club. That's next week, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And hopefully any female viewers interested in doing some kind of outdoor activity that need a little bit of confidence building, I'm sure this is what Sarah was aiming to do with the contents of the website and the club itself. Then we have the following week, we have Ben at British Canoeing, and obviously we're looking at all the aspects of the current struggles that they're facing, as well as the various positive things which are going on as well. And perhaps there'll be a way of viewers getting involved in any of the letter writing or pressure groups that they're trying to do to obviously improve the access to water. Then we have Francesca and Francis at Seizure Adventure. By all means, have a look at their website and listen to the podcasts. As I say, very much inspirational stuff generally. And certainly if you know somebody that feels they can't do something because they have an issue which has grown out of proportion in their mind, Francesca and her content is very good and well worth listening to. And to perhaps cheer people up and pass the time. Chris Townsend, we've, of course, mentioned in detail. And as I say, I think most people will know Chris's name. And then the Arms of Andes, which is going to be an interesting technical challenge for us, as well as an interesting story as well. So I hope that we can get behind the scenes and actually see a factory in operation in Peru live on the outdoor station on a Wednesday evening. That would be fascinating, if nothing else, wouldn't it? And then finally, we have the OIA, the Outdoor Industries Association, with Andrew Denton. And we'll be looking at their involvement, the activities that they do, and how it affects us, the end user, in the great outdoors. So, if unless we've got any other questions coming through, I think we will just let you know that, of course, you can follow us in all a variety of places, and hopefully you're watching on one of these now, either on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or the actual website. And if you do go to the website, please join our newsletter if you would, because it does make life an awful lot easier to contact you. And just to let you know, for people who do like the audio format, we've got 534 podcasts currently in the podcast library, which can be found in all the usual places. So unless there is anything else or any other questions or any topics that people would like to suggest now, or perhaps people for the future that you think I could discuss more details with, I've got a couple of people at the moment from the US that have recently written some books, which are and they're well-known outdoors people for the US audience. So we're just tying up details for March for them. And there are a few people we're hoping to catch up with as well, to see how they're getting on with their adventures. But of course, everybody around the world is in lockdown, so it's quite a short conversation, really. So that is about it for tonight. And if you have any suggestions for other people of a similar nature that you're aware of, that you would like to know perhaps more about what goes on in the background of their work and how it affects us in the outdoors generally long term, then please do drop me a line on the website, theoutdoorstation.co.uk, or through any of those various social media. Anyway, folks, I just want to say thank you very much indeed for joining us tonight. Sorry about the little technical hitch as we started. We're trying to broadcast in several various places at the same time, which can sometimes lead to its own little range of problems, which it did tonight. But we'll get the hang of it. So we'll see you next week, all being well, and we will be welcoming Sarah Begum. And I think that's going to be a fascinating conversation, partly about her life as an adventuress, but also her enthusiasm to support other women with the Adventurous Club as well. So give us a wave then, Rose. Until next time, folks, take care out there. Yeah. All the best now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To hear or see more from our extensive free library, please visit theoutdoorsstation.co.uk.